In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we are at war. There was two talks that the first talk I sent out earlier, and this talk that I'm doing, I sent it out, but I guess they didn't catch it. I sent it out. We are at war, and there's going to be battles. The evil one does not want this to be heard, just so that you know, because he knows it's his end. He knows it's everything's happening. So we got it on screen again here. So this is good if that's possible. And we're going to start with Vine 26, 4, 21, 19, 29. I apologize for the difficulty. But again, we're learning to say fiat in all situations. That's the main thing. God is in charge, and he needs us to be flexible in battle. You know, the battle plan changes a lot. You know, if something comes up, we go to the other side, you know, so we get to continue to fight. Okay. So volume 26, 4, 21, 19, 29. Therefore, the sanctity done in my divine will possesses all the divine fullness. See, this is what sanctification is. What we've learned, through the last 2000 years is how to do the will of God. And when we look at all the saints teaching us, all our dogma and doctrine teaching us, it's not the fullness yet. I mean, even St. Teresa of Lisieux wanted to live at this time because she says God's going to be doing amazing things. The same thing with St. John of the Cross. He says something greater coming. St. Thomas Aquinas says, what I've written, the Summa, is mere straw compared to the abundant life that's coming. So all these things are happening now. Everything that God has planned is happening now. And we have to be aware of this. This is why I remember back in 79 telling people, turn off your television. This is not good. The man who developed the television wouldn't let his children watch it because he knew that pulsation brought about a hypnotism. And a lot of people are hypnotized to obey. I know that might sound strange, but I remember I was with my brother in Florida. This was back in 79, I think, maybe even earlier than that. And this commercial came on, the Carvel. You remember the Carvel commercials and the guy who had a real rusty voice, Mr. Carvel. You know, I'm at my brother's in Florida and, you know, it's late at night and the commercial comes on, you know, and he says, you have to try. I said to my brother, let's go. I never did that in my life, but I was convinced this was going to help me. And I went right to Carvel's and got that delicious ice cream. But television is telling us what to tell. Lie vision is telling us what's happening. When Jesus came down from Tabor, he said to the apostles, tell this vision to no one. You know, we're being freed to think clearly. So therefore, Jesus says, when you read this book of heaven, it possesses all the fullness, so much so that if God wanted to give Louisa more, he would not find the space to be able to put more light, more beauty, more goodness, more sanctity. It's as you read this, it's the door is opened and we can have as much as we want. And that's why 30, 60 or 100 fold are so important. What do we want? We would say, God would say to Louisa, Louisa, you are all beautiful, nor can we, triune God, add for you any more beauty for a human. So beautiful you are. What does she possess? The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. You, Louisa, are the work of our volition, and this is enough for you to be a work worthy of God. What does Galatians say? No man is worthy. We all fall short of the glory of God. And what does Jesus say? Now I'm going to bring humanity back. This is sanctification. No saint possessed it on earth. That's why the book of heaven is radical. I mean, it's when you read this, you go, oh, this, I want this. And you can little by little by little, but we have to remember Louisa spent, what was it? 70 years studying. Okay. It's a new and divine way of holiness is coming. And Jesus says, your soul shall say, I am the triumph of your divine fiat. What did Our Lady say to Father Gobi? The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will begin in Mexico City. And then at 1997, she said, everything's done. Everything's complete. But why this drastic change? Why no more talk to Father Gobi? Why no more messages to Father Gobi? Because in 1996, the Book of Heaven came out of the Vatican. It went to Corrado. And it went to Mexico City at the same time. And Acuna's group, who read 1 through 19, then began reading 20 through 36. And in 1 year, they consumed it. It's the beginning. The big triumph began in Mexico City. And this is why Jesus says, I am the triumph of your divine fiat. Therefore, I am all, no, your soul shall say, I am the echoing God's name, the triumph of your divine fiat. But you notice it's a small A and a small M. It's not God. It's reflecting God, the echo of God, the competition with God, this folly back to God. Therefore, I am all rich. I am all beautiful. I possess the fullness of an act of your divine will, which fills me, a human, completely. And if you wanted to give me more, I would not know where to put it. That's what God wants to breathe into us, the image and likeness of God, the likeness of God. So what has he done? In these days where all heresies are attacking the church at once, he's given us the Book of Heaven. Volume 26, 4:28-29. My daughter Louisa, it is our divine will that the creature ascend again into our womb, returning to the womb of the Father, being born again. In our creative arms, we may give the soul, Louisa, again, our continued breath, the breath of God, the Ruah of God that breathed into the dust. And in this breath gives Louisa the current that generates all good, the divine joys, the divine happiness. But in order for us to be able to give this breath, mankind must live in our will. So he says, Louisa, I'm breathing into you because you're living in my divine will. But for this breath to come to life in us, breathe into us, he says, mankind must live in our will again. So that's what the Book of Heaven is. He's teaching us how to live in the will of God, because only in the divine will can the soul receive it. And we try and give it. It's that volley to us on the other side of the net. God is so happy that again, this breathing is taking place. We breathe in this breath. We breathe out his breath because it's his. He's breathing into us his breath so that we can breathe out his breath. So we're in his image and likeness. And this is why, by necessity of creation, in order to maintain intact our divine work, the purpose for which we, triune God, created humanity, and only by means was to endow humanity with my divine will, endow Adam with my divine will, that Adam would be preserved just as he came out of our creative hands. He would enjoy all our divine goods, and where we were to enjoy because he, Adam, and mankind now was happy again. So therefore, so that man may return back to his place and of honor, mankind once again must again operate together with God. This is the plane. He breathes into us. We breathe back into him. It's the waves of the shore. It's the sunrise. It's the sunset. Everything in creation. And man is the ultimate. It's not just seeing creation, recognizing redemption, but now sanctification, becoming one with God as he planned from the beginning, that they may amuse themselves together. And there is no means other than this re-entering into our fiat, that it may bring humanity back to us triumphantly. What is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? We become like her son. We don't become her son. We're in his image and likeness as much or as little as we want. Into back into our arms that are waiting for humanity to clasp him tightly within our divine womb. The divine womb is to be born again. When Nathaniel said, how can a man be reborn in his mother's womb, return to his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus says, it's the Spirit that's coming. This is why we have the Holy Spirit over Louisa. It's when we begin to understand what's coming, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this great second Pentecost, that's very close, everything's going to change. And the evil one sees it. He recognizes it. He sees this light in every soul that's reading in the book of heaven. What's the light? It's the reflection of the true light of Jesus, the true light of Mary. Finally, after 6,000 years, God says to humanity, finally, after 6,000 years, you have come back to your sanctification, to the way I created you. You have gone wandering. You have experienced all evils. That's all of us. Because there is no good without our divine fiat. And you have experienced enough. You have touched it with your own hands and what it means to go out of the divine will. So never go out of the divine will again. Come to rest. Come to enjoy what is yours by being my child. Because it is our volition. Because in our volition, everything that God wanted was given to you. And now it's going to return. The evil one's going to be gone. The kingdom is coming. This is how close we are. Therefore, my daughter Louisa, be attentive. We shall give you everything. Everything. If you all live always in our fiat, everything is ours if we are living in the fiat, which is what? The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Our breath, this Ruah of God, shall take delight in breathing over you always, never stopping. When he breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. To make our joys, our light, our sanctity overflow upon you and communicate to you the attitude of our works, that we may keep Louisa, the little daughter of the divine will, regenerated by our divine will, always together with us. What Jesus is saying is he wants to do this with us if we are one with Louisa. 5:26, 5:12, 19:29. Louisa, my beloved daughter, you are my hope. The hope of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. Because finally, he says, finally, I have a newborn, the firstborn in the divine will. And all my children are going to receive this if they wish, if they want. He says that hope does not say doubt, but certainty. Christian hope is certitude. Because its kingdom is already present in you, Louisa. Your ways, your prerogatives, your narrations are all apartments for my divine fiat. In you, Louisa, there are its foundations. In you, Louisa, it's found its knowledges. Therefore, I, God, hope that its kingdom shall be formed and shall spread upon the earth. It's certitude. It's not, please, please, please. Hope is certitude. I see you, Louisa, and I'm hopeful. I'm filled with hope. Volume 25, 1:13, 19:29. Louisa, my daughter, this was the purpose for which I permitted the necessity of the coming of the priest, that you might deposit in the priest as a sacred deposit all the truths that I have spoken to you about my divine will, and that they shall be attentive and faithful executors of what I, God, want. The priests shall do this. That is, the priests shall make the kingdom of my divine will known upon earth. These are the words of Jesus. And find a priest, your own parish priest, Go to your own parish priest. Bring him the book. Bring him the Hours of Passion. You keep on reading, but bring in the Hours of Passion. And Father, would you lead us? You're the shepherd. You know, especially, I mean, you have time right now. Show him the nine excesses of love. Give this to the parish, Father. You know, print it in the bulletin, Father. These 9 days by December 16th to Christmas. Father, here is February 2nd, the Feast of the Presentation, the Feast of the Purification of Mary, where Our Lady of Good Success, or Our Lady, or in other words, Our Lady of the Great Event, has prophesied something's happening on this day. That's the day when the Book of Heaven was released from the Vatican. Father, here's the first day of Lent. Can we do this beforehand? Can we pray this in our parish? Can we form a little group of the souls? Jesus says, when the 24 hours of the Passion is read in that community, the chastisement will be lessened. And your parish will be blessed. Look at what Jesus says to Louisa. Go to your priest and say, Father, I found this gift of gifts. And at first they're going to go, what are you talking about? Louisa Picaretta. Who is Louisa Picaretta? I think that's why the Vatican came out with its book on the son of my divine will, Louisa Picaretta. Go to your priest. Well, he's never going to say yes. Pray. Your prayers are powerful in the divine will because Jesus is praying them. You're getting out of the way, as Peter got out of the way and said, command me to come to you. And he walked on the water. Divine things are going to happen. You haven't seen anything yet. Volume 26, 5:16, 1929. Everything that has been done by the divine persons, the three divine persons, from the time when the world was created, and in what we, triune God, shall do, our principle shall always be that one, that what God has planned from the beginning, nor shall we ever cease it. What is that? That man return back into the divine inheritance of the Father, which is the kingdom of our fiat. That's, again, volume 20 through volume 36. That Adam rejected from us. Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ on Calvary. She was with him on Calvary. They breathed this gift into Louisa. She put everything down on paper. So as she writes, we read, we study, we put this into practice. Why? So that we can enter into sanctification. So Jesus says, I descended from heaven in order to come to find, to search for, to clasp back to my breast the children of my fiat, who would search for me, who would love me, who would recognize me to the point of unable to be without me. That's Louisa. She's not whining. I'm looking for the souls who search for me, who love me, who recognize me to the point of being unable to be without me. That's what I see in Louisa. That's what Jesus says, I see in you, Louisa. Give this to my people. Give this to my children, that they long for me. They can't live without me. Therefore, in what I did, Jesus said, what I suffered, what I put a mark, and I said, here I shall wait for the children of my divine fiat. Here I shall embrace them, and we shall love one another with a single love, with one single will. And for love of them, my pains, my tears, my steps, my works change for me into refreshment, into joy, for my heart drowned with love, burning with love, as my mother burns with love. Jesus says, when I speak of myself, I'm always speaking about my mother as well. The two are one. And as I pour myself out with you, Louisa, in speaking, we begin to hear him, maybe not with our ears, but with our mind, our heart, our soul. And I, God, feel as if I were just now start creation again. And this is why in these pages, in these writings, I am making you write and for us read the true reason for creation, that what my divine will is, its infinite value, how the soul is to live in it, he's supposed to live in it, to live in its kingdom, and how the divine will wants to reign to render everyone hope and happiness, with holiness and happiness. That's the third promise to Abraham that we read in the Canticle of Zechariah every morning. Freed from the enemy. That's the first promise. Second promise, free to worship God without fear. We receive Holy Eucharist and none of us are terrified. We're receiving holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And then finally, the third promise, to be holy and happy in God's sight all the days of our life. That's the divine will. Two promises are done. We've begun the third promise to the canticle. Become holy and happy. That's what Jesus wants. This holiness, this happiness. They shall no longer be surprised in reading the, in these pages, in these writings, the great things I, God, have told you, Louisa. And I have done in your soul, Louisa. And now he wants to do in our soul, one with Louisa. He says, on the contrary, they shall say, for a divine will so holy that has done everything, it was right. And therefore, be such a display of graces and so many sublime teachings in Louisa, the soul in whom the divine will was to make its first deposit of its kingdom, so as to make us, Jesus says, the triune God, comprehend it, love it, and long for it. That's what's happening to us. We are beginning to comprehend this. We're beginning to love it. We're beginning to long for this sanctification that is a divine decree to humanity. Therefore, be attentive. And again, that to me is read, study, put this into practice, because this is about giving a divine will its divine rights and as to render the work of creation complete. It's being fulfilled right before our eyes. Volume 26, 525, 1929. All the acts of Adam done in my divine will are there as prime act of all the acts of creatures. So what Adam did is the start. You prime a pump. That's what Adam did. He began before the fall. Eve didn't, because when Eve was created, she had to be tested. And when she tested, she failed immediately. And so did Adam. He could have corrected her. He could have redeemed her, but he fell as well. He fell more in love with her than with him. There is nothing that does not hang upon the first act that Adam did. All created things hung upon the first act done by the one triune God who created them. God did this. God was breathing in his breathing, beating in his heart beating, walking in his walking, gazing in his gazing, speaking in his speaking, listening in his listening. And if it's so much, I so much loved, yearned, and want that my divine will be known and reign in the midst of creatures, the reason is precisely this, that its rights, just and holy, are given back to humanity. And that all creation, just as it had been in the beginning, the way Adam lived, may all of it return back into our divine will. So Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Jesus. Why? To get us ready for sanctification. It's here. It's not fully. But as you read, as you study, the evil one flees. He sees what? This light of Jesus and Mary. Volume 26, 614, 1929. In this Eden, there is the sorrowful memory of the fall of Adam. So Jesus is always asking Louisa to return back to Eden. No time or space in the divine will. You can return back to Eden. Talk to your spiritual director about it. The priest will understand. He might not at first, but he will understand. We still hear his steps when Adam went out of our divine fiat, since this Eden had been given to him so that he could live in the Garden of Eden. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno, my children are going to go back to in eternity where they belong. They're back to Eden, where the devil and his children will never go back to Eden. They can't. We were forced to put Adam out. We, triune God, had the sorrow of seeing the work dearest to us without his kingdom, wandering and sorrowful. Our only relief were the pledges of his acts that have remained in our most holy divine will. These called for the rights of humanity to enter again from the place where he had gone out. And this is why I am awaiting you, Louisa, to return to Eden, to receive your small interest, to renew what we did in the creation, to receive the return for a love so great, not understood by humanity, and to find a love pretext to give the kingdom of our divine will back to humanity. You have to go to Eden, Louisa, because that's where humanity's going. This is where she was always on earth and out of earth, in earth and out of earth. She was back to heaven, back to Eden. Therefore, I, God, want this Eden to be dear to you, Louisa, as well, and dear to us. When you go to Corrado, when you go to St. Anthony's Orphanage, there's a garden right next door. Louisa would go into this garden every day. He says it's a simile of the Garden of Eden. It's not as beautiful, but you are the new Eve. You are the third Eve. You have to get ready to bring humanity back to the garden. Jesus did his part by redeeming us. Our Lady did her part by co-redeeming. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Now sanctification has to be given to a human of original sin to be purified of that in order to go back to the garden. This is what's so beautiful. He says very, very clearly, therefore, I want this Eden to be dear to you as well, so that you may pray to us and press us, triune God, that the beginning of creation, the life of our fiat, may return back into the midst of the human family. That's our job. One with Louisa. Praying, begging, pressing God. Let's go back. God goes, good. He says, I want to hear humanity say this. And it's in every family. Do we want the evil one? Or do we want the Lord? Basically, it's we have to make a choice. What army are we going to be in? As Bob Dylan said, you got to serve somebody. It's either the devil or the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. Volume 26, 7. 14, 19, 29. Now, after I became sure about you, Louisa, and secured my work in you, Louisa, my acting changed. I made you, Louisa, break the silence. The ardor of my instructions, of my speaking, was such and so great that I can call you, Louisa, the cathedral of my divine will. She is the chair. Our Lady is the seat of wisdom. Nobody can take her place. Louisa is the cathedra of the divine fiat. You want to know where the divine fiat has been breathed into? Jesus possessed it as Son of God. Mary possessed it as Mother of God, Theotokos. Louisa possessed it as the cathedra, the chair of the divine will. Want to learn about it? Go to Louisa. She possesses it. She is the secretary of its most intimate secrets, such that as you were unable to contain them all within yourself, I, God, commanded you to manifest them to my priest. The priest has this. I know we love the laity talking about the divine will, and you can talk about the divine will. But to teach the divine will, you're not going to teach it. The priest, this is what Father Bucci said. It's as bad as a layperson getting into a pulpit and giving a homily. There's no homily there. There's no ontological change for a layperson to give a homily. It might be a great talk, but it doesn't touch the soul. That's the priest's job. He's the one that feeds the soul. And again, this is what Jesus says. Since you, Louisa, couldn't contain them all, I commanded you to manifest them to the priest. And this is the acting of mine was necessary. So Jesus says, this is how God is working through the priest. Otherwise, how would my divine will have become known? Now, my daughter, in this last period of your life, and that's where we are, we have to understand this is the last period of our life. You feel another way of acting of mine. Do not be concerned. Let me do. God is in charge. And in a battle plan, in a war, things change. And God is doing this. Let me do, and I shall know how to give my work the last coat, the last painting, the last coat is the best. Courage. And you have the divine will in your power. Is he saying this to us? You have the divine will in the book of heaven in your hand. Are you reading it? Are you studying it? Are you putting it into practice? 527, 10, 12, 19, 29. Louisa, in what you do, you are not an intruder or someone not occupying any office and does not have any power. But you, Louisa, have been called. She is the newborn. She is the firstborn. You were called in a special way. You have been given the office of making our divine will known in of impetrating, praying, begging, pleading with God that our kingdom be constituted in the midst of the human family. That's her job. The little children of the born, the first little children of the holy divine will, Jesus says, must be linked to Louisa. Why? To pray and to beg and to plead, one with Louisa, that the kingdom be established on earth as it is in heaven. So where there is a great distance between the one who receives an office from us and one who has received no task. Okay. One who has received an office, whatever she does by right with freedom, because such is our divine will. Louisa, she represents all those who must receive the good that we, God, want to give. That's us. By means of the office given to her. So you are not the only one taking a step toward heaven, but all those souls who shall know the divine will through you, Louisa. And in descending, it descends through you, Louisa, into all those souls who will let the divine will reign within them. Therefore, the only means in order to obtain the kingdom of my divine fiat is to make use of our works to obtain a good so great found in Louisa. Volume 27, 1130, 1929. Oh, if you knew what it means to live without my divine will, even if they were not evil and did some good. The human will is always darkness. It's always night for the soul that oppresses the soul, embitters the soul, and makes the soul feel the weight of her life. That's why we go to confession each week. Be attentive. Let nothing escape you, Louisa, that does not enter into my divine fiat. In order to make you, Louisa, feel the full day of this sunlight of the divine will, that shall give you back the order of creation. So the order of creation is to, again, live in the divine will the way Jesus did, the way Mary did. It's not just doing the will of God by a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary, but it's the true life of the new Adam, true life of the new Eve. Who possesses this? Louisa. It's very, very clear. It shall call back the divine harmony between God and man, this game that God is playing. And it shall place and force the continuous giving of your acts and the continuous receiving of your creator. It's breathing. It's breathing this rule of God and embracing the whole human family. And that's what Louisa has done. And we have to. You, Louisa, shall be able to impetrate the divine order of the way in which we were created, God created to come back, that the night, this darkness of the human will may stop. This misery may stop. And the full day of my divine will may arise again. That's why listen to the dawn of a mystery. Listen to what the Archbishop says, listen to Jesus speaking to Louisa. Listen to Louisa speaking to Jesus. Watch the dawn of a mystery. It's just astonishing what God has planned. Volume 27, 130, 110, 1930. My daughter Louisa, whether small or great, you, Louisa, belong to our divine family. She's the newborn of the divine will. That's what we have to become. You are a member of the divine family. This is enough for you. Even more, it is everything for you. And it is the greatest glory, greatest honor that a soul could possess. Do you want this? You have it with the Book of Heaven. Listen to Jesus and Mary speak to Louisa. Volume 27, 130, 1930. For the kingdom of my divine will, I have chosen another virgin who in appearance has no importance in either of great riches or height or dignity. The very city of Corrado is not an important city, but it belongs to Rome. And in Rome, my representative on earth, the Roman pontiff, from whom comes my divine laws. And just as he makes it his duty to make my redemption known to mankind, so the Pope shall make its duty to make known the kingdom of my divine will. So who is going to work hand in hand with Louisa? The Holy Father. Don't get discouraged. We thought it was John Paul II. We thought it was Benedict. We thought it was, you know, Francis. Don't get discouraged. God has a plan. God has a plan. God is in charge to make known the kingdom of my divine will. Adam and Eve for creation. Jesus and Mary for redemption. Louisa and who for sanctification? The guy with the keys. One key is to lock up the human will, never to give life again. Another key, Jesus says, Louisa, you must be the key that the Holy Father will use to open the door to the kingdom. You have to understand, God has got great, great, great plans, and we're in them. Don't get discouraged. Pray with confidence. Pray with trust. Pray with hope. He says very clearly, and it can be said that the one and the other shall possess the same way, one and the other, Louisa and the Pope. It can be said that one and the other shall possess the same way, the same manner as the kingdom of my supreme fiat must unfold. It's going to happen. This is a divine decree. Everyone will be Catholic. Read the last chapter of Volume 24. You know, it's the Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants, the atheists, all of humanity is going to say, how do I live this life? And it's going to be, first, you got to be baptized. That's the image of God. Second, the Book of Heaven. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, watch what God is going to do. Volume 29, 4-4-19-1931. Louisa, my daughter, I, God, have placed my divine will in your soul as origin of life, as the beginning of life of humanity. This is what Jesus says. From which all your acts shall descend, and though from one single point and diffusing in all your being, the soul and the body, and they shall make you feel the palpitating life of my divine will in you, Louisa, and shall hide within you itself as though inside a sequarium. Yesterday, October 7th, was the day that St. Honorable de Francia was beatified. October 7th, 1991, where Acuna went to Cardinal Ratzinger and said, how can he become beatified if the books of Louisa were condemned? And the Holy Father says, let's look at it. They read, and the Holy Father said, these should be published. He sent a letter to the Archbishop of Mexico City. These books should be published, must be published, of Louisa. Again, the evil one tried his best to stop this. He's not going to win. He's not going to win. Now, by having my divine will as origin, you shall remain fully ordered in your creator. This is to be what God breathed into Adam, and shall recognize that every origin comes from God, and shall give us, triune God, the glory and the requital of love of all created things. Adam was to be the echo of creation. The prayer, he says, Jesus said, I could have put voices on everything. The leaves of the tree, the blades of grass, the stones. What does scripture say? If these stones could cry out. Jesus says to Adam, I want you to be the I love you back to God in the name of everyone and everything. People say to me, well, I can understand everyone, but why everything? Listen to what he says. You are fully reordered back to your creator and shall recognize that every origin comes from God and shall give back to us the glory and the requital of this I love you from creation and all created things. We learn how to pray the rounds, adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. St. Thomas Aquinas says, we see the love of God in creation. Now Jesus says, I want you to respond with the I love you. He said to Louisa, look at all the leaves on the tree. Where's you? What do you see? Louisa says, I see your I love you and Our Lady's I love you. And Jesus says to Louisa, where's your I love you? And she says, I want that. Instantly, the tree was covered with I love yous. Why? Jesus in her did that. Louisa, if Louisa wanted to put her I love you on every leaf on a tree, she'd be there her whole life. I love you. She could never end putting I love you on the leaves. Jesus did it in an instant. That's sanctification. God is doing it. When somebody says to me, I'm doing divine acts, what are you, God? Let me kneel down and adore you. You're doing divine acts. Jesus in you is doing it. You're getting out of the way so Jesus can do this. That's why he says, giving back to us the glory and the requital love of all created things that have come out of our creative hands. By doing this, Louisa, and he's teaching us how, you shall embrace the works of creation. Everything's giving back to God, a divine I love you. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, there's this explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. This isn't natural. This isn't human. This is how Jesus prayed. This is how Mary prayed. And they're teaching us how to do this. With this explosion of I love yous to the throne of God, everything is being recreated. Everything is being renewed. The devil is ready to take off. He's a total failure. Oh, yes, he's going to try to kill as many as he can, but he loses. God wins. And God, we're supposed to be working with God. We are at war. Learn how to play this, fight this battle. Jesus says it's not a war of blood. It's a war of love. And love is going to bring mankind back to God. And this is why by doing this, by doing your action rounds, you will embrace all the works of creation, which were the origin, the life, and the preservation. It's to begin to live a divine order again. Everything is out of order. God's bringing it back into order. Volume 29, 4, 16, 19, 31. I, God, gave you, Louisa, six angels for your custody, and each of them has a task to guide you through the interminable ways of my eternal volition so that you may requite with your acts, with your love, what the divine will did in pronouncing the six fiats of creation, the 6 days of creation. See, everything's reordered. That's why when you read the Virgin Mary in the kingdom, the first 6 days, when you go to communion, pray those first 6 days, pray those first six steps. And so each, because God is going to let us, if we wish, have these angels as well, if we ask for them. So each angel is entrusted one fiat that came out of this fiat to call you to requite each of these fiats, even in the sacrifice of your life. These angels gather your acts and form them with a crown and prostrate. They offer it to the divinity, the triune God, as a requital for what our divine will did, so that it may be known and form its kingdom upon earth. We do this one with Louisa. Ask for these six angels. Not only with your holy guardian angel, ask your holy guardian angel to bring these six angels with you so that you can begin to do what Jesus asked Louisa to do. And we are doing this one with Louisa. But this is not all. I myself, as God, I am at the head of these angels, guiding you and watching over you in everything. Ask for these angels. Formating you the very acts of love that is needed so that you may have sufficient love to be able to requite, give back so many great works of our supreme volition on earth. Therefore, do not stop. Read, study, put this into practice. You have much to do, and you have to follow me who never stops. And you have to follow the angels because they want to fulfill their task entrusting to them entrusted to them, that you, Louisa, may have to fulfill your mission as daughter of the divine will. And what Jesus, why Jesus has given us the book of heaven, he says basically, would you assist her? Would you be around her? Would you learn to pray with her? For what? To bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. So we'll be back at 1 o'clock in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.